Mother's Day is a day to celebrate mom, but what about the mom struggling with the loss of a child? How do they get through the day?
Many of us feel that the time leading up to a holiday or an anniversary is almost more painful than the day itself because we're anticipating feeling really sad and having pain while others are celebrating. So we try to think of it just as another day, but there's many positive things that we can do to remember our child. The worst thing for a parent is to feel that our child has been forgotten, and we want people to bring up their name, share memories with us.
Al and Beth Cafagna lost their son Corey in 2000.
Corey was 16 when he died. He had a mild form of autism, and with a lot of school and community and church and parental help, really was able to overcome a lot of the challenges of autism. He was my best buddy, and we did everything together, and I always thought that he'd be with me in some capacity throughout my life, and that is a loss for me, for my future.
Beth says they found help dealing with the grief. In fact, she and her husband co-lead the Lansing chapter of Compassionate Friends.
Compassionate Friends is an international organization that began in England to help grieving parents who've lost a child. And the doctor who invented this organization noticed that in the hospitals, the only people that could really seem to help and identify with a grieving parent was another grieving parent, because they're the only people that have been through the same experience. So the support groups are run by grieving parents who are just a little bit more experienced, a little bit farther down the journey, and we don't really invite other people to come. Siblings and grandparents are welcome, but we don't bring in people who have not experienced the loss of a child, because it's such a unique loss that we don't really feel people can understand what the parents are going through.
Beth shares her memories of Corey.
He enjoyed doing a lot of things with us and with his brother. So we remember him, and people at church remember him, and it's always a joy when people still tell me a memory about their interaction with Corey. Most mothers just want to be acknowledged and recognized as a mother, even though their child is gone.
So on this Mother's Day, if you happen to know a mom who has lost a child, Beth reminds you not to be afraid to share that memory and make a Mother's Day a little bit brighter. Compassionate Friends meets the first Tuesday of each month at 7:30 at the Salvation Army on West Jolly Road. For WKAR News, I'm Brooke Allen.